You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jim Berlin, the founder and CEO of Logistics Plus, a leading worldwide provider of transportation, warehousing, global logistics, and supply chain solutions. Mr. Berlin, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So I understand Logistics Plus celebrated its 20th anniversary this past year, and congratulations on that. And in our previous interview, we talked at some length about the company's early years and growth over the past two decades. What's new at Logistics Plus today and as you begin your 21st year of business?
Yeah, good question. actually, it's a watermark year for us. We've grown every year in 20 years, you know, 10, 20% a year, which seemed like a lot to me. But this year we've kind of exploded and we're looking at about 50% growth. So we've been on a big growth spurt and hiring spree and new locations and new challenges. And it's been a tiger by the tail, but kind of fun. I like it that way.
No doubt, I bet. Now, global logistics is a $700 billion industry. There are a lot of companies much larger than Logistics Plus competing in this space. How does Logistics Plus compete and stay relevant in such a large, ultra-competitive industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, I say we have to be better than everyone else. I mean, it sounds trite, but, my point is everyone who's in logistics does the same thing. I mean, everyone's using planes, trains, ships to move things. And so no one's created a fax machine yet that faxes freight from one place to another. That's probably coming, though. But in the end, it really is all about people and communication and working hard and caring about your customer and staying on top of things. And, you know, I mean, you give a crap about it. I mean, I think that makes a difference that you know, a lot of times, you know, you have companies that have a process manual, and everything goes by the process, and if everything fits in, it's okay. But in the world of transportation, as you know, things happen, and it's how you respond when things happen, which, you know, I always say if you're 99% on time, which is hard to do, but you got a million shipments, that's 10,000 shipments a day that have problems, and it's how you deal with those exceptions and, communicate them and fix them when things go wrong, and we are exemplary at that. So our people, when we hire them, you know, I tell them all, look, if you don't want to be working 24 hours a day or on call at least 24 hours a day and weekends and ball games and things like that, you know, one, probably the wrong industry for you, and two, definitely the wrong company for you, because sometimes that happens, and you can't wait till Monday morning to deal with a problem that happens Friday night if the product has to be there Monday morning. You got to get busy and fix it. And so we instill that in people, and I think that's the competitive edge we have, is that people kind of work harder and smarter and find a way to get to yes. That's my motto. It's easy to say, nah, this happened or that happened, so I'm sorry, it's going to be a late delivery, but we try to find ways to get to yes even when it's tough.
I like the sounds of that. Well stated. Now, how has your talent pool changed in recent years, and what are you doing to keep Logistics Plus fresh and attractive to a younger generation, which is important? And are you able to attract and retain the level of talent that you need?
Yeah, another good question. We've been on a growth spurt. We've probably hired 30 people in the last couple of months, or, you know, 3 or 4 months at least. And a lot of those are young kids coming out of the local colleges in Pennsylvania where we're based. And I think what helps us is that we have a very sort of a unique culture. It's very dynamic and exciting and global and non-structured. And we find that we do attract a lot of these young kids who grow up in a small Pennsylvania town and have ambitions of conquering the world. and oftentimes they have to leave Erie to do that. We give them an outlet in Erie, Pennsylvania, where you're conquering the world. You're dealing with business all over, and we make it a fun place. We give them responsibility early on. We kind of throw them in the deep end of the shark tank and see if they can, you know, sink or swim. And you know, people talk about the lack of work ethic with millennials, but we have not found that. I mean, I'm guessing it's because, you know, everyone in our company does whatever it takes. So all the old timers like me, you know, carry out the garbage and you know, do whatever you have to do all the time. And I think people see that. But we also give people, young kids, a lot more responsibility in a lot of places. So you can kind of create your own job at our place. You come in, and if you want to take something on and learn about it, and let me try that, we're good with that. And if you screw up, you know, we don't shoot you. We kind of give you a hug and say, okay, you know, what did you learn? And don't make the same mistake twice. But we've been lucky. We're hiring a lot of people and very little turnover. And the kids we bring in are terrific. They're smart. They're curious. Like, let me at them kind of mentality. And so we do.
Thanks for your feedback there. We can certainly learn something from that today. We are joined by Mr. Jim Berlin, once again, the founder and CEO of Logistics Plus, a leading worldwide provider of transportation, warehousing, global logistics, and supply chain solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Berlin, you take a lot of pride in your company's flat structure, flexible work environment, and can-do attitude. How do you maintain that culture going forward as the company continues to grow?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's funny because, you know, like, I'm an old truck driver, so I have no business background. I never went to, you know, I went to college for a short time, but kind of we figure this out as we go. And so, you know, started out with a one-year purchase order for $120,000 with GE, and so we started the business with three people, and then after, you know, a couple of years, we got up to $1 million, and all my friends said, "Well, yeah, now you're a big company, you got to put some more structure into it and get more serious." And I said, "Not yet." And then we got to $10 million, and they said the same thing, and I said the same thing, and then we got to $100 million, and they said the same thing, and we keep trying. I try to keep it fun and loose and flat. And we're up to $150 million now, and still keeping it that way. But, you know, I find there's benefits to that. I mean, there's a downside to it, I'm sure. But I've seen a lot of very structured companies that don't succeed. So I'm not sure it's, you know, the old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to run a business. And ours is different, I know. But I think if you hire the people who like this kind of, you know, Wild West, let's figure this out as we go mentality, they love it. They come into work not knowing what's going to transpire every day, and they like the challenge and the energy that creates. So I'm good with that. And it's funny, I had a meeting about 2 months ago down at Cincinnati with a big, big company. One of our former bosses at GE and Erie had invited us down to meet his team down there and talk to them. So we'll give our pitch, and about 10 minutes in, I've done, and the guy, the new guy there says, "Hey, let me see your business plan." And I said, "Well, we don't have one." He looked over to our old buddy from GE and said, "Hey, you weren't kidding me, huh?" So I tell people when I speak at colleges, you know, don't try this at home. It's a little different than the norm, but it's working well. And like I said, we've been, you know, 21 years in now, growth every year, but during the 2008-2009 recession. And profitable every single year. So it seems to be working. We seem to be growing. It's a record year after year. So, you know, I don't believe in changing something that's kind of fun and successful.
And I'd have to agree with you there. As they say down south, what ain't broke don't need to be fixed. Now, what do you see as the most important factors for Logistics Plus to continue enjoying the growth and success over the next 10 to 20 years?
Well, I mean, the passion, the energy, you know, the find a way to yes, being a solutions company is one thing. But the other thing I think, Eric, is the technology. You know, I'm an old guy from the K-Pro days, I mean, way back when computers first started. And I love it. But I also say, you know, at the same time, the technology doesn't really eliminate the trucks and the fuel and the tow motors. And there's a lot of manual parts to this. So it's not so much as big a economic factor, I don't think, as a visibility and communication and knowledge factor, where you can learn more about your business and your customer's business by looking at the details and the data and helping them become better, become more knowledgeable about what they do, where their stuff comes from, where their stuff goes, and give them an overview. So like it's a partnership that our perch of their, you know, in and outs of transportation and logistics gives us a better view sometimes than they have. So we become valuable in the sense that we can help guide them and help, you know, show them what's going on around the world and give them the visibility to everything they need. And that's more and more, I think, a sell. A lot of times we joke that we become as much a technology sell as a transportation sell. And I think that's the merging of the technology with the logistics work.
Well, Mr. Berlin, it certainly has been good to have had you and to get an update on how things are moving along. It certainly is great to hear all the success that you've seen and celebrating your 20th anniversary already. Getting into your 21st year in business, what advice in conclusion would you give to other successful entrepreneurs with mature companies contending with strong growth while trying to maintain their company cultures?
Yeah, be better. Be better than the other guys. The big guys can't be as nimble. They can't be as adaptive. They can't be as creative. And, they can't be as quick as we are. So I think that's a competitive advantage that we have.
Good stuff. Again, Mr. Berlin, thanks for that. And before you go, where can our listeners get all the details for those that aren't familiar, where they could get all the details on Logistics Plus?
Well, www.logisticsplus.net. We have a very cool website, and we are all over Facebook and the rest of the social media as well. So we're easy to find.
And that's always good. Well, again, Mr. Berlin, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and we look forward to another update and a conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
You too, Eric. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Jim Berlin, the founder and CEO of Logistics Plus, a leading worldwide provider of transportation, warehousing, global logistics, and supply chain solutions. And for more information, visit logisticsplus.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.